Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. Today, I'd like to talk about travel and tropical health. Now, I've probably timed this badly because most people are not away at this time of year and they've been on summer holidays, if you're that way inclined or if you've got the means. And some people might be going away for work or other reasons, and a lot of people travel a lot of the time anyway. Now, I have an interest in this, not clinically particularly, but because I got very ill whilst travelling with a couple of friends back in 1993, so about 30 years ago. And although we'd taken basic precautions, which I'm going to go through later on and talk a little bit about the perils of getting ill when you're travelling, I ended up with something called dengue hemorrhagic fever, which is life-threatening, actually. And I was in hospital for 2 weeks, really, really ill. And my platelets, which is the constituent of your blood that helps you clot and clump together, were really depleted. And I needed a platelet transfusion out in Malaysia to help me recover. And then I was not right, really, for about 6 months. I was at medical school at the time, but I'd lost a lot of weight and I wasn't feeling great. I was quite low and, yeah, struggled quite a lot, really fatigued as well after it. Now, when we think of travel health, we often think of simple things like diarrheal disease and possibly tropical diseases. But one of the things that is arguably the most important thing is safety. And the world at the moment is full of unrest, and it's easy for travellers to just get caught up in acts of terrorism, war, or something environmental which is out of control, you know, in terms of, it's almost like an act of God in some ways, as it's occasionally classified in insurance documents. And I think the time it really hit me was on this same trip, actually, where I got very ill. Three of us had basically headed to Thailand, done the whole traveller thing, and were working our way up to Malaysia. But on the way, we met lots of travellers, and there was one guy who'd been travelling for 20 years, I think. And he said one of the things for us to look out for was death by coconut. And we didn't believe him at first, but apparently about 75 travellers a year get killed by coconuts falling out of trees onto their heads. Not the kind of thing you're thinking about when you're booking a holiday or a trip, but nevertheless important. So let's start with the common things that we need to be aware of. So gut problems are almost, I say inevitable, but they're something that a lot of travellers suffer with, you know, and there are so many geographical names for this: Montezuma's Revenge or Delhi Belly or a Jippy Tummy, which Jippy, I'm told, refers to Egypt. And you'll often find your local pharmacy will have adverts during holiday season saying, "We can treat travellers' diarrhea." So I went to one local pharmacy who was extremely busy and asked about traveller's diarrhoea, and actually the pharmacist said, "I can't do it now because I'm just too busy." And I said, no, I don't actually want it. I just wanted to know what you give for it. And it was an antibiotic actually called rifaximin, which I know to be used for SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, which I talk about in other episodes, particularly my gut symptoms episode. but it's at a lower dose, and I didn't know it was licensed for that. And certainly pharmacologically and pharmaceutically, the way in which a doctor or a pharmacist would approach this traveler's diarrhea will be to prescribe an antibiotic to prevent it, if you like. But there are steps before that, of course, making sure that you only drink bottled or filtered water that's definitely gone through some kind of filtering process. The other one, which is obvious again, is not to have ice, because often the ice wherever you are, especially if you're in a part of the world where the drinking water is likely not to be of good quality, the ice is going to be made from standard water supply. And avoiding things like salads and too much uncooked food, because if these foods are left out in warm environments, you know, hot countries, they're more likely to be contaminated with harmful bacteria. I do want to just, you know, give you a slightly depressing stat on diarrhea. It is still the cause of death of around about 500,000 children a year. And that's down to dehydration. And when you rehydrate, and this is one of the things that's so important in parts of the world where this still sadly happens, water does not rehydrate us chemically. So important to understand this. It's a mixture of water, salt and sugar. And actually, if you're adding other minerals in like zinc, that works even more effectively. So it's not something to take lightly. I'm not saying you should be alarmed if you have it, if you're traveling. There are other things you can do. There are probiotics that you can take. There's one in particular called Saccharomyces boulardii that supports the lining, the inner lining, the mucosal interface of the gut, and helps to support an appropriate immune response through something called secretory IgA. So if you went to a health store, for example, one of the things they may offer you is that as a preventative for traveler's diarrhea, or maybe another probiotic. So there's a role for probiotics. Okay, what else? That was diarrhea or getting an upset tummy. Mosquitoes, really important. Now, it's funny, over the summer I went to Thailand and we were really cautious. We were using something on our skin to repel mosquitoes, you know, wherever we went, whether that was citronella or something pretty heavy with chemicals in it. And actually, we didn't really get any bites. I went to France much more recently and got bitten everywhere. And I was thinking, this is weird, because mosquitoes tend to be attracted to warmer climates which are humid. And actually, where they tend to inhabit the planet is increasing because of global warming, because they tend to love water. And, you know, if you look at the map of malaria, which is the most serious thing that you can get from being bitten by a mosquito, it's like a big belt that goes around the world, around its middle, mainly around the equator. But that belt is also increasing in size vertically. Now, again, malaria is so horrific in a way, because again, that can lead to death. And again, around that sort of 500,000 a year, these are tragic in a way, because some argue that actually malaria has been underfunded in terms of research compared to other diseases. And I don't want to get into the politics of it, but the good news is that there is now a vaccine. And, you know, whatever your views on vaccines are, I'm going to sound contentious here, but, you know, if you're not affected by malaria particularly and you're living in a part of the world where it doesn't really exist, you're probably not going to care too much about this. But if you live somewhere where it's endemic and you have lost a family member or a child, then suddenly it's really critical that something is done to make sure that these deaths don't happen.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so I don't want to get bogged down too much on this. Other hazards to your health when it comes to travel include things like altitude sickness, if you're climbing, so that is something that needs special treatment. Then you've got things like Giardia and hepatitis A, which you get from infected water sources. And then there's something called schistosomiasis, which can give you bilharzia, which is a kind of an illness that makes you feel really fatigued. And you get this from swimming in contaminated fresh water. So a lot of people do that on holiday. And actually, that one is something that's known as a neglected tropical disease because they don't get as much attention compared to bigger, more prominent diseases like tuberculosis or malaria or HIV and AIDS. Other things that pop into my mind, deep vein thrombosis. If you're flying a lot, beware of that. It's important to kind of keep your circulation going. If you're on a long haul flight, make sure that you get up and stretch and move around. Wiggle your toes or wear stockings as well. And so many other things like prickly heat, sunstroke, and actually sunburn. Really important to make sure that that doesn't happen because of the risk to your skin, of skin cancers. I think it's safe to say that travel and tropical health, there is an overlap between them. But if you have a tropical disease, like when I had dengue fever, it's not always that straightforward to diagnose unless you are used to seeing that kind of condition frequently. So actually, I initially sought help from two local doctors in northern Thailand. I had flu-like symptoms. I was feeling terrible, but much worse than I'd ever felt before. I could barely walk, you know, I couldn't carry my backpack or anything. But it wasn't really until I'd got to a hospital, you know, across the border in Malaysia, when a very astute doctor really sort of looked at my symptoms and then found these really tiny patches, which you couldn't really see with the naked eye, where I was bleeding into my skin. So if you do become unwell with symptoms that are not improving or it's not obvious, you do need help from someone who is an expert in those slightly rarer conditions that we don't see every day. Having said that, in parts of the UK, in big cities, we see quite a lot of malaria, certainly in parts of London, because the population is so international and there's so much travelling going on. And we're very lucky, I think, because there are two centres of excellence for tropical disease in the UK, one in London and one in Liverpool. And I've had patients that have been to the one in London with mystery illnesses, and it's just incredible the amount of resource and expertise they have to chase down a mystery diagnosis. The bottom line when you're travelling is watch what you eat, try not to get bitten, and make sure that you don't swim somewhere that is likely to harbour lots of bacteria. I know that sounds awful because it's so romantic sometimes to just jump into a lake in the middle of a gorgeous foreign land, but beware. It's quite hard because sometimes you think, well, hang on, everyone else is doing it. Why shouldn't I do it? But it's always safety and health first. Okay, that was travel and tropical medicine in 10, 12 minutes. There's loads of links that are useful on this episode, and I do hope you look at them because it will give you a bit more information in terms of deep dive on some of the topics that I've covered quickly there. Thank you again for listening. I hope that was useful. Do keep sending in your ideas. I really love listening to them, and I am working my way through them. Any of them that are doable, I will do. And find me on socials, on Instagram, on Twitter, and on LinkedIn, and of course my Facebook page, where you'll see other kinds of content from me, which is a bit of a mishmash. And until next time, do stay well, take care, look after yourself. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.